Hi, I'm John Hamilton. We're here from Christ Church, and it's the beginning of 2021. And so we're going to be talking about a year verse. And my question is, what is a year verse? What is a year verse? And so I brought with me a little box, a little metal container that I have some things in that can help us to think about a year verse. What is a year verse? And so I look inside the box, and what do I find? A compass. Now, in today's time, we don't use a compass very often. Many people don't because we have our cell phone and a GPS. But when I was young, I used a compass. Now I barely remember how, but what is a compass for? A compass is to indicate the right direction, and it points to true north. And so a compass helps us to know where we want to go. And a verse of the year can help us to, or a year verse can help us to have a goal. Where would we like to go? How would we like to grow during this year? And so the compass can help us to think about that. I also have in here a flashlight, and a flashlight gives light in a dark place. This one, I'm not actually sure that it even works, but a flashlight shines a light when we're in a dark place. And so during this year, we will probably encounter some dark places. And a year verse can be that light in the darkness that reminds us of a hope and joy and peace and faith and the mercy of God. And so a flashlight. I also have here an inhaler. An inhaler is what I need to keep near me for a moment of crisis. And maybe you use a year verse as something to have close by in a moment of crisis. And you say, oh yes, the Lord is my shepherd. Even though I walk through the dark valley, he will be with me. And so we have a verse that helps us in a time of crisis. And then I have this little hook. And can you see what that is? That's one of these small hooks that is so important if you're going rappelling or mountain climbing, or you're hanging something on your backpack and you need this little hook, and maybe you need a bigger, stronger one, but it's important to hold things together, to tie things together. And a year verse can be so important to help us bring some clarity into what we're thinking or what we're struggling with or who we want to become. So looking in my box, yeah, look at this. Now this is a keychain of a fun place that I went, and so it's a fun memory. And maybe your year verse is simply finding a memory verse, a Bible verse, that at some point in your life, some important moment was special to you. And it helps you to remember those good times and God's faithfulness and mercy and love. And so you have the verse, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need. And so it reminds us to trust. And so I have that. This is a form of sunscreen. And so sunscreen, maybe I put it on my cheeks and I need it for when the sun is really hot and to try to keep from getting burned. And a year verse can be something that reminds us, gives us some words of wisdom that can help us not make mistakes where we're going to get burned. And let's see, one more thing I have in here that I want to show you. And wow, this is kind of old and worn, and it's been around for a while, but this is special to me because this is a little money clip, and I've never used it to hold money. I've used it to remember that this is a message that, to me, a message to me of friendship and of love from one of my best friends in life on the occasion of his wedding. And so he wrote a little message to me, thank you for being his best man at the wedding. And so I remember that, how important it is to have a message of friendship and love and know that somebody is always there for you. And so maybe your year verse could be one that reminds you of God's love for you. So year verse, what is my year verse? I want to take a look at that, and I'm going to repeat it several times. And when the verse is on the screen, you can practice saying it out loud if you want to with me. And when I read it, you can read it, and you can be learning the verse and also thinking about your year verse. Maybe you want to choose this one that I'm going to talk about for your year, and or maybe you already have one that you prefer. So Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4 says, "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught." And other translations say, like one of the disciples. And so I just want to go through this and look at some of the different phrases and share why this verse is going to be significant for me in 2021. The first phrase, the sovereign Lord. And every time I see that, I can either think of God as very far away, or I can remember that He is, in fact, all-powerful. And ultimately, God is in control. And when everything is said and done, He will have to resolve it. And He will. And He'll do it well with His love. And so God is in control. And if you've spent time with Lisa, then you'll know the meaning of the word frog. Frog. Fully rely on God. And so the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. How about that phrase, has given me? Who is this me? Well, the prophet is speaking in first person. The prophet is saying, the Lord has given me something for the weary, a word for the weary, a message. And the prophet is also pointing ahead to the Messiah, God's chosen one that they hoped would come. Remember, Isaiah is written about 800 years before Jesus came. And Jesus basically said He was the Messiah. And He showed that He was by His power and His words and His resurrection from the dead. And so the prophet is speaking in the first term. The prophet is talking about the promised Messiah. And then the self-proclaimed Messiah, Jesus. And so God has given to the prophet, God has given to Jesus the words to sustain the weary. So I need the words of Jesus. But to you and I, because of the promises in the New Testament, we know that these words can also apply to us. God will give to you and to me the words that we need to sustain the weary. And so that's a tremendous promise. The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. And so what is an instructed tongue? James, writing in his letter in the New Testament, says, all of us should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Later on in the same letter, he talks about the tongue and he says, nobody can tame the tongue, but we can instruct it. And so how do we have an instructed, a well-instructed tongue, as the prophet says? And so I suggest that it begins with listening. Now, Jesus said that it's out of the overflow of our hearts that the tongue speaks. And so out of the overflow of our hearts, so we instruct our tongue by listening and also by shaping our hearts, by our hearts being changed and transformed. And so our hearts need to be filled with love and peace and joy and hope. And so that may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope. And so we say that Bible verse from Romans 15, 13 frequently in our services. Why? Because it's God who fills our hearts with these things so that we overflow with hope, and then our words will be filled with hope. And so this instructing of our tongue comes from all of that together. Listening to God's word, sitting with the scriptures, being with the people of peace and hope, and then sharing that. The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. Have you known somebody who's weary? Have you had the word, even the silence, what that person needed to feel sustained and able to carry on? You know, one of my great desires in life is to be able to help the people that come to me, that are weary, that need that extra help, Too many times I've seen people who are weary and struggling to move forward, to know how they're weary because of their own situations, their circumstances in life, their way of thinking and living. So many different factors can come into play. But many times I've been able to help someone, but many times I have not. And I'll never forget the phone call of the lady who was speaking to me, and she said, "Thank you for your advice, but I already have good advice. I called you because I thought you would pray for me." Wow. And so on that occasion, I did finish with prayer, but I was challenged in my heart to realize people don't need my advice, like what I know. People need a word from God, a word that can sustain their weary heart and show them the way forward. And so my desire is that my heart could be shaped. And so how does this happen? And I go to the second part of the verse. "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught." So God is near, and he awakens me, says the prophet. And this reminds me of the text from Lamentations, Jeremiah saying, "God's mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness is great towards me." And so what a tremendous promise. And so I'm not so great at getting up in the morning and waking up, but I'm using this to think that when my alarm clock sounds, really my telephone starts beeping and making noise, that it's God's invitation to take my cup of coffee and sit in silence with the scriptures, with him, and let my tongue, my heart, be instructed. And so the verse again, "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught." I have the goal in this year to have a greater commitment, a stronger discipline, a greater desire to sit in that silence, to be instructed, to be aware that I need God's wisdom in my life to have the words, the silence, the life that can sustain the weary, sustain those, myself and those who are around me, and some of those people that I don't even know yet who will come into my life. I do know that when one of us grows stronger in our community, all of us are strengthened. And so what a wonderful thing if all of us, more of us, so many of us could wake up every day with an attitude of gratitude, saying this is God's invitation for me this morning to have a new opportunity to serve, to listen well, to love well, to live well, to help somebody else, to encourage and lift up a weary person. And so since that is my goal for our community, that's my goal for my life, and this verse captures that for me. I want to be taught. Lord, I need you. Hear my prayer. Give me your words of life. Let my life be an expression of God's life-giving words. Like Paul said, "Christ in me, the hope of glory." So as we look at our year verse, as we think about that, I'm reminded of these little items that I had in my box: the compass, the flashlight, the inhaler for a crisis, all of these different items. And we don't know what 2021 will bring, but we do know that we need a verse, we need a text, we need a prayer, we need a way that reminds us, that affirms for us God's love, that calls us, that challenges us every day, that we are becoming the person that God wants us to be. And this text, this verse of the year, this year verse, can be a way of connecting with God. And so as we close this part of our day, I wonder, what is the year verse that you have chosen? What is the year verse that you will choose? And why? So thank you for participating in this. Thank you for being willing to grow together. May God bless you.